In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon for the 17th Sunday after Trinity is based on the Holy Gospel, according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter. And behold, there was a man before him with dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. And he took him and healed him and sent him away. Thus far the text. Please be seated. There are lyrics to a song from a few years back. I read the history about this song. The group was upset at the unrest of the world. Wars. Man being sinful against man. And so they penned these words: "Heaven on earth, we need it now. I'm sick of all of this hanging around. Sick of the sorrow, sick of the pain, sick of hearing again and again that there's gonna be peace on earth." Well, oh, what a lofty goal. Sinful flesh's version of heaven and peace on earth. Everybody getting along. Man's understanding of what it takes to bring all people together to be one harmonious people, loving and serving each other. The only problem with such a goal, and it's the problem that will ever keep such a utopia from taking place on this planet, is the fact that such worldly peace is of fleshly fallen mankind. What the world wants as peace will never be attained. Why? Because God's word reveals to you the enemy. God's word reveals that all are the same, and at the root of it all is sin. Everyone is just as the man with dropsy in the gospel text today. You are all born with an incurable imperfection of the soul. But oh, how you don't want to hear that truth. Oh, how you'd rather live by what you can do to make the world heaven on earth and peaceful. This living by the law seems so doable, so much so that you can begin to think that you can actually pull it off and get it done on your own. Repent. Here's God's reality check. You should all want to be like the man with dropsy in this text. In fact, you all have to become like the man with dropsy in this text in order for any true healing to take place, in order to be truly set free. And the only thing that brings about such a realization is God's holy word of law and gospel. The man with dropsy knows what he is. He is constantly aware of his excessive water retention in himself. He has to face it fleshly every day. And he inevitably feeds it every day. And to be sure, the world knows what he is too. He can't fake it. He's not one of the beautiful, popular kids. He's a loser. He is alone. And he is afraid. But in steps Jesus to offer relief. In steps the Word made flesh to open the eyes of those who would pervert the Word. Jesus asks the Pharisees a question. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? And they are silent. The man with dropsy, though, is silent too, but his silence is different. He is not being rude or combative. He is not looking to the Pharisees. He is waiting. Waiting to receive from the Lord of creation. He is helpless. He is a beggar, a passive receiver. He is listening to every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. For they are precious, and the Lord's words recreate. Jesus heals him and lets him go. Jesus reveals exactly what the fulfillment of the law is. Love. His love for the life of the world. If you remember from a few weeks back, we heard the text of the Good Samaritan taking care of the man stripped and beaten and left for dead, while the men of the law, the priest and the Levite, simply walked on by with nothing to offer. Same is made clear here. Jesus, after healing on the Sabbath, turns and asks the Pharisees a second question. Which of you, having a son or ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out? And how do they answer? What does the law have to offer to such a desperate situation? Silence. Nothing. The man with dropsy is like a son that had fallen into a pit, like all of mankind. He is like a dog on a chain that has wrapped himself around a chair and cannot get loose. The Pharisees and all of those with them who judge according to the law figure it is just a sign of the dog's own stupidity, that dog brought it upon himself and deserves to pull at a chain that is effectually a foot long now. They don't even try to guide him back around the twisting way that he came, because to them, it's too far gone. It's too late. But Jesus steps in and unhooks the chain with no fuss at all. The man with dropsy now neither has to live with it or go back and undo it himself. He's unhooked, set free in an instant with a word from the one who is the Word made flesh. And so goes the state of fallen mankind. While tied to the law, you go twisting through the legs of the chair, searching for a moment's pleasure, breaking commandment after commandment, gathering idol upon idol. But thankfully, God's law is still there. Still tied on. It's not a bad thing. In a strange, God-designed way, it keeps you from getting hurt. Its aim is to bring you to become all tangled up. But the law cannot untangle you. It cannot make you free. In these delayed days, while waiting for the end, some believe that the law is the answer, The idea is that if you could learn to live with the law, that you could fix your own lives and find favor with God. And in so doing, you could somehow create that heaven, that peace on earth. You know what? It sometimes seems to work. The law can be just as tricky and misleading when it's not properly divided from the gospel. There are principles and benefits within the law. Treat your neighbors kindly. Don't steal. Don't cheat on your spouse. And your life will be smoother. You might even be respected to some degree by the other dogs that are attached to the leash of the law. But here's the catch. You won't be free. And make one mistake, show one instant of a weakness, and you're all tangled up again. With the Pharisees and the very ones with whom you shared the law, mocking your foolishness. Listen again to the truth of God's revelation regarding man. The problem is not that you are basically a good person who sometimes does bad things or makes mistakes. The problem is that you are a bad person in your sinful flesh who is very good at covering it up. The solution is brought to you only through God's word. Only God bringing about repentance and belief. Only God bringing you to confess your sins, confessing your twisting, self-seeking ways that have caused the world's ongoing problems, confessing your shameful behavior and your excessive sins, which are retained by you. There's no use whining at how short the leash has become. Listen again. Hear what the word has to say to you. Jesus undid it on Calvary's hill. Jesus took it all away. It is finished. This is an accomplished fact that is freely given to set you free. He is your peace on earth. And where he comes through his word and sacraments, heaven continues to come to earth. In his means of grace, in his true marks of the church, the merits of Christ crucified are given for you to receive. So when the law of God brings you to be aware of your dropsied soul, it's only our Lord's continued speaking of his gospel that forgives and sets you free indeed. Then and only then are you free from the law. To love and serve your neighbor, moved by the gospel of what he has done for you. It's only because of the words that come from the mouth of God. For Jesus speaks through his word. Jesus speaks through holy absolution. Jesus speaks through the waters of holy baptism. Jesus speaks through the bread and the wine flowing from the altar. It's through his ongoing gifts for you, where he says to you, when everything else fails you, I have not. I died to give you life. I took all of your sin to give you my righteousness. I went through hell so that I could give you heaven. Your life is in me through my death. So die in my crucifixion. Being humbled in my atoning death and being exalted in my resurrection, rescued through my way of the cross and my means of grace, full of forgiveness and mercy, fully restored, fully justified, fully sanctified. Hear me as I unleash you through my merits for you, which I give to you through my word and sacraments, where I continually say to you over and over through them, friend, move up higher. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.